Jake Matthews to be your top left tackle?
Yes. You know, that was something that as soon as we had confirmation that Sam wasn't going to be able to play any more this season, it's an easy switch. You know, Jake is the number one pick, sixth pick in the draft, got left tackle written all over him.
What are you doing right tackle?
Again, we've got some guys that are banged up right now, but on the right side, we'll be working Lamar Holmes and Ryan Schrader. When Gabe Kareemi comes back, he'll be in that mix as well, competing over there on that side.
How much do you think that'll help Jake, knowing that he was going to be on that side this early before the regular season begins?
You know, Jake is comfortable playing both right and left. He played right tackle and left tackle in his college career. I don't think he'll blink. We're not.
How concerned do you, well, you sort of answered this, but how concerned, I mean, obviously left tackle maybe a little more, you know, with the backside of the quarterback, maybe as a rookie having to do that right away instead of maybe blending in a little bit at right tackle as y'all, the initial plan was?
Again, we don't blink. Mm-hmm. We took him with the sixth pick in the draft. We had a situation where we had a left tackle. He's capable of playing left tackle. We think he's going to be just fine.
Coach, how good is it to get Corey Peters back on the field?
Very good. You know, Corey's way ahead of schedule in terms of his rehabilitation with his Achilles. And, you know, it's going to be fun to watch him get indoctrinated into, you know, what we're doing this season with Coach Cox. So we're going to take it slow. You know, the next question may be whether we're going to have him ready for the first game. That's going to be something that will be determined how he handles the next couple of weeks.
Coach, you said before the broadcast that you wanted to really see where the nickel back position stood, you know, coming off that last game. Where do you feel it stands going into this week's action?
I think we still have a lot of decisions to make in terms of who's going to be our nickel. Mm-hmm. We're going to rotate it a little bit differently this week than what we did in the first two games. There's really three guys that have been, you know, competing for it, and we're going to let another guy.
This is Arenas's chance.
This is Arenas's chance to get his, you know, to get his reps in there, and then we'll make a decision going into the fourth preseason game on who's going to be our starter at nickel.
Mike, because of the things you've outwardly not been happy about, does game three change a little bit than maybe in years past about how much time one starter's on the field?
It's not going to change a whole lot. You know, we're going to want to take the starters through the first half of the game, and, you know, we'll make a determination by the number of snaps whether they come back out and play in this second half for a series. And if you look, that's kind of how we've handled it in years past. Again, you know, in the game the other night, there were some things that were uncharacteristic of the way that we play. A lot of it was with some young guys. You know, you can't do the things that we did. So we're disappointed in the way that some of the guys performed in the game the other night. But that's why you have training camp. We get an opportunity to come back and do it again this week.
Coach, how much will things change this week in the meeting rooms, film rooms, as far as game planning and things like that go for this game?
Well, this will be a dry run for us as a coaching staff and for our players. Tomorrow they'll come in, and it'll be Wednesday during the regular season. So we'll start with our installation. We can't do 100% work against the Titans on the field. We still have some things that we have to clean up, but in terms of our meetings and the sequencing of the day, they'll arrive, they'll have weightlifting, we'll have special teams meetings, offensive, defensive meetings, walk through, lunch, come out on the field, have a practice, and be done. And that's what we do during the regular season. But we do have to continue to work the young players. You know, we are going to be game planning. We're not going to show everything, but we're going to game plan at least that we know what defenses we're going to be seeing, what offensive plays we anticipate seeing. Everybody makes it a big deal about the third preseason game. Yes, you're game planning, but there's lots of things that you're holding back across this league that you want to show in the first game of the season or thereafter.
How concerned, Coach, are you about the penalties the first two games?
Very concerned. 15 penalties called in the game. There weren't 15 accepted penalties, but we've got to make sure that we understand how the game's going to be called from the officiating side. They're going through changes. We're going through changes. There were a lot of emphasis points that the league is basically mandated, and we have to adjust to them. And up to this point, I don't know that we have or anybody in this league has adjusted very well. Thank goodness that we don't have a lot of commercials in preseason games because they would be really long.
I got to just a general a question, the division race. Obviously, pretty tough competition in there with New Orleans. Has been successful for a number of years now, and obviously Carolina and Tampa, kind of maybe younger teams and on the rise a bit. How do you assess what you're in the South?
I think that the South's the most competitive division in the entire NFL. You know, somebody may have a different opinion. I don't. You know, we have a division that has three outstanding quarterbacks, and this is a quarterback-driven league. They've all been to the Pro Bowl in the last 3 or 4 years. You know, Ron did a great job with his team. You know, Lovey is an outstanding coach. He'll have those guys ready to go. You know, again, what else can I say? Each and every year, it's very, very competitive, and we've got to win in the division. You know, that's the first step to having opportunity to play in the second season is you got to win in division first, and it's going to be a battle.